Welcome to the Businessman Living Podcast. This week's topic of conversation is our recent boost in Instagram followers, catching leprechauns, and the dreaded businessman dying. Take it away, businessman.
Hello, I'm businessman one.
Hey, I'm businessman two.
And I am businessman number three.
Yes.
Thank you for coming. Again, we've had a big gap since our last podcast, but we're happy to be back.
We're busy doing business.
Oh, so much business all the time, honestly. So first things first, let's bring up the obvious. Our Instagram page is booming right now.
We got like 6,000 plus followers in the last week.
Yeah, last week we were at 10K. I think, yep. And now we're at 16.5. So yeah. it's a big boost, and we have one person to thank.
Noel Miller.
Businessman number three.
No.
Oh yeah. I guess we could thank him.
Noel Miller, thank you.
Do you wanna tell him what happened, businessman?
Yeah. So I made a post, and I just used his photo. I was gonna use Gary V. But I thought it'd be funnier if I just used Noel Miller because there's nothing to do with him.
He's a Sigma.
We could have had Gary V comment, shouting us out.
Gary V
like almost every post.
Three times.
But who knows? Maybe this one Gary V would have.
Maybe. Who knows?
You know, I was talking to Gary V last week and I was saying, Gary, you know, it would really help us out if you could, maybe share some of our posts.
Mm-hmm.
Since you support them so heavily, every time I show Gary V a Businessman Living post, he's like, I love that. And you know, here's what you got to do. You got to go and you got to start selling your posts. And I'm like, Gary, listen, that's great and all, but right now we're just trying to boost our followers. And I say, can you maybe share some of our work? And he says, nah.
I said, Gary V, look at this post. And he just says to me, imagine getting hit by a truck. And I said, Gary, that's not what the post is about. And then he just goes on that. But anyway, so I shared this post with Noel and then he just reshared it and liked it on his post to his story. And then he DM'd us and he said, I like this. Can you make a post about how I break check Teslas? So that's why I made that post with him, because he DM'd us. And it's pretty cool. We also got, we got lots of followers. We got some lo-fi beat maker with tons of streams on Spotify started following us. I don't know. It's pretty cool.
Cody Coe also posted one of our posts. He did one that I made like a week ago about Kanye and the major key to business.
That's major.
I don't want to spoil it. Maybe go check it out.
It's pretty crazy. Still, though, Gary V would have been, I'm just saying.
We're working on Gary. I'll bring it up in our next lunch meeting.
Well, when I asked Gary V, last time I asked him, he's like, imagine your whole family dead. And then he says, now go home and see what awaits you. And let's just say when I got home, that was tough. That sucked. And
here's the thing.
My profits boosted 10,000,000% after the incident.
That is so many percent.
Wow. Wow.
Was it worth it?
Pin anything on him though, which we're still working that out.
He can't be traced back.
He can't be traced back. He's too good.
Okay. So quick break right now because we need to make some money off this podcast. So we're doing our first ad reading. Thank you to our sponsors.
Hey there, Businessman Living listeners. If you love the Businessman Living podcast, you're going to love Denver, Colorado Suit Store. They've got the finest suits, ties, shoes, socks, whatever you need for your businessman apparel. Go check them out in Denver, Colorado. That's Denver, Colorado Suit Store for all your businessman living needs. Well, yeah. So if you're new, if you're here listening to us for the first time, maybe you didn't know that we have a podcast. Thank you for coming. Thanks for giving us a chance. Some of our favorite episodes are our first episode. It's an hour long because we were really just trying it out and trying some new things out. It really gives you some insight to our backstory and kind of what we're all about. And then if you want some good beats to listen to, maybe go listen to episode number four. That's my favorite episode. Yeah, but go listen to number four. It's our best episode. Or
number one. I love number four.
Number four is the best episode.
Wait, what happened to number four?
We freestyle rap.
Oh yeah, that one's good.
That one's good. Anyways, thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. And today is St. Patrick's Day.
You know what that means? Leprechauns.
Leprechauns.
I've captured six leprechauns just today.
Just today. They're currently being tortured. I mean, they're currently being investigated.
I spray them with hoses, like a power hose. And I spray them and say, where's your pot of gold? Where is it?
You know what I found works really well is if you put a towel over their face, that hose is just much more effective. Really water-bending.
A snake. Because St. Patrick, he drove the snakes out of Ireland. That's the story.
Really?
So if you use a snake to scare the leprechaun, could work.
Does it? Listen. What type of snake? Does it specify?
It just says any snake, man.
Any snake works?
That will bite. That will bite.
Okay, well, now that's more specific. There's a lot of snakes that might not bite. I don't know.
Vegan snakes. When I think about St. Patrick's Day, I think about three things, all right? I'm thinking pot of gold. I'm thinking Shamrock's shake from McDonald's. And I'm thinking a pinch me because I'm not wearing green. Here's a tip. Every St. Patrick's Day, don't wear green and just walk up to people and say, oh dear, seems I am not wearing any green. And then they have to pinch you.
No pain, no gain.
No pain, no gain. If you were looking for some motivation, little pinch will do that for you.
Great.
Speaking of Shamrock Shakes.
Great way to make money.
I own multiple McDonald's franchises.
Also a great way to make money.
I own all these McDonald's franchises, and every St. Patrick's Day, I'm making bank because everyone's coming to get a Shamrock Shake.
You know what I did? I licensed green shirts. Anybody that wears a green shirt, they owe me money now. I patented it.
Damn.
Have you ever heard of supply and demand?
No. Could you enlighten me about that?
I haven't heard that one.
All right. It's all about what people want, right? And around St. Patrick's Day, what people want is Shamrock Shakes. So here's what I do. I go to McDonald's, right? And I buy all the Shamrock Shakes. I'm like, hello, can I please order 500 Shamrock Shakes? And they say, that's too many. We can only give you 300. And I say, okay, I'll take the 300. And then I go outside the McDonald's. I make my little stand and it says Shamrock Shakes, $20 each. And people are like, psh, I'm not going to buy that. And then they go to McDonald's and they say, can I have a Shamrock Shake? And they say, we're all out. So now you're forced to buy my $20 Shamrock Shake. Boom, inflation.
Mm. That's what I'm talking about. I love to flip things. You know, garage sale season it's approaching. It's almost garage sale season. You know what that means? Mm. You go onto a garage sales, you buy all these little kids' toys, like vintage toys, and you say, thanks. I'm going to sell this for triple the amount now.
Mm-hmm. eBay. That's how I make 99% of my income, actually.
I was at a garage sale the other day, and I found a Ken doll with real-life nipples, and that is worth $20 billion. And, you know, I couldn't have found that if you don't take off Kendall's shirt every time. That's what you got to do. Got to go to the garage sale, do your research, take off his shirt.
And if it doesn't have nipples, you throw it at the kid.
Yeah, you say, this is worth nothing to me. Throw it at the kid. But if it does have nipples, boom, that's money right there. Give the kid $5. Kid's happy. You've just made $20 million.
Boom.
I think I might have said billion the first time.
Hey, that's the same thing, though.
Same
it's
difference
all money.
To me.
It's all money.
Money is money, money.
Another quick break. We have another sponsor. Do you like amphibians? Do you like frogs, salamanders, toads? Well, we got the place for you. Come down now to this certain pet store that only sells amphibians. That's it. They sell amphibians and amphibian-related products like the tanks, food, and decorations for the tanks like rocks and other sticks, maybe other rocks too. You can get amphibians like salamanders, red salamanders, blue salamanders, black salamanders, red and yellow, maybe many colors of salamanders, and also frogs, like green frogs, brown, and toads too. Toads are also very funny because they are like frogs, but like, I don't know, stubby. You could say that. They have warts on them. Well, this pet store only sells amphibians, like frogs and salamanders, and I think you would like it. So come on down to this pet store.
Do you guys have any St. Paddy's Day tricks, tips and tricks? And tips?
Yes, I do. What you gotta do is you gotta drive around in a big truck. Big truck. It's like everyone wants to go out drinking on St. Patrick's Day, right?
Right.
But what if you make a truck that's like a mobile bar? And you just...
That's interesting.
And you just sell alcohol through a truck.
That's true. That would work.
Yeah. Now you're going to get lots of homeless people coming up to your truck.
What's the issue with that?
That's just like it's business, man. It's just business.
They got changed. They got changed. They got a little bit of money.
Public intoxication charges will be traced back to you. Whatever. You just pay it off. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, officer. I didn't know it was illegal to sell beer in balloons to people.
Sorry, officer. I didn't know the beer would get them drunk. How was I supposed to know?
Listen, I just sell the beer. I don't
make it.
I don't get responsible for the alcohol poisoning or the rat poisoning if there's a little bit of rat poison in there. Listen, I'm just the vendor.
Exactly.
Tribute. I make it, but I just distribute it, officer. I do make it in my basement.
I make it in my toilet.
I make it, yes, but I just distribute it.
Yeah, I don't think force about it down people's throats. I don't force it down people's throats. I market to people. I say
if you do buy this, you're going to die. I say that.
Yeah. I say your children will love you more if you buy this, but yeah, I don't like force it on anyone.
Why would we do that?
That would be disgusting.
I don't have like gangsters around the whole city watching my underground empire of alcohol distributed, and like everybody works for me and like is scared that if they don't buy my product and buy someone else's, their whole family might suffer. That doesn't happen. So
it doesn't happen. So stop asking. Stop asking about it.
Stop asking. I just distribute.
Yeah. This actually reminds me, I don't know if you guys know this, but a lot of my family money comes from speakeasies. Back when alcohol was illegal, people were like, I still want to buy some alcohol. So my family was like, hey, if we open up a little secret club in the basement of this church, then we can sell people alcohol and we can kill people and be mobsters.
I don't see no problem with that.
No problem. That's just how things were done.
Just the distributor.
It was a different time. It was a different time.
Different time back then.
People wore fedoras and wore suits and smoked cigars indoors. You know, it's like, it was the times.
Yeah. Exactly.
Have you got any St. Paddy's Day tips and tricks, businessman number two?
Of course. I do.
Would you like to share them with us?
You think I'm just going to share my tricks and tips with everybody? They're not in a tip for no reason.
We should start a Patreon. Should definitely start a Patreon. Get those extra tips.
For real. For real.
It says,
as you know, I am part of the Irish mob. New York Irish mob. So it is pretty awesome day for us. Yes.
Best day of the year.
Best day of the year. You know what we do? You know what we do? We go around in our beer trucks. We distribute beer.
Yes. Sounds like you're saying the same thing as businessman number one. I feel like I have to talk to you about this every other week. You just copy and paste.
No, copy and paste. It's all new though. It's all new.
He added the layer of the mobs of the Italian mob. So exactly. The Irish mob, the Irish mob, of course.
Come on now.
potatoes.
The Irish mob.
And such.
It's the Irish mob.
Yeah. I know. I corrected myself.
The Irish mob.
So I corrected Irish myself.
Mob. Could you please, we have a target for you. Businessman dying. Could you please send some mobsters to his...
Okay, here we go. We need to talk about this. We need to talk about this. All right. We have our first official haters. Special thanks to this week's sponsor, The Concept of Sound. Are you listening to this podcast right now? Thank you for participating in sound. Hearing is a great thing. And if you don't like hearing, well, then you can't hear this right now. Please go check out sound anywhere you go, at anything that makes sound. Cats make sounds, they go meow. Dogs make sounds, they go woof woof. Any sound that you hear, that's a sound. So go check out sounds today. We've had haters in the past. We've had people in our comment section. $5 a day, you'd have to be alive for 70 million years to make $10 million. Blah, whatever. They don't understand passive income. It's not my fault they're stupid, all right? But we have a real account that's dedicated to just going against everything we hold true. And the name is Businessman Dying. I don't want any of you listening going and being like, oh, it's a funny joke. Let's go follow Businessman Dying. No, these are our enemies. These are bad people who are trying to turn you to the dark side. Communists.
He's pretty much the Italian mob.
He's like they're like the Italian mob of Instagram pages.
Yes. And us, the Irish mob. We're not giving up so easily, fella.
No. Exactly.
We
are challenged Businessman Dying to a boxing match.
To a duel.
A duel?
A duel.
Okay.
You guys can choose whether it's guns or knives or swords.
Swords?
I feel like swords would be, I'm not trained in fencing, but I can do a little, I am trained in lightsaber.
Okay.
And I think it'll transfer over. I think the credits transfer.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably.
I mean, most likely.
Why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't the credits transfer?
Are we talking about lightsaber skills to what?
Fencing.
Fencing. Yeah. It's pretty much the same thing. It's pretty similar.
I was wondering.
The only difference is you make different whooshing noises.
Well, just hand-to-hand combat.
When you're doing lightsaber, you gotta be like. You know? But when it's fencing, you gotta make that. On guard, you know?
So that's true.
It's really all in the mouth.
You got to make those noises every time. Yeah.
Well, how else are we going to get the noises if we don't make them with a mouse?
I guess, yeah.
Then it's not cool. Then what's the point of doing fencing if I can't even hear the chings and the swooshes?
You know? And I mean, that kind of just defeats the purpose.
I might as well be playing with a stick.
That's what I'm saying.
I see that.
But we could do hand-to-hand combat.
That's true.
Like Batman does.
Right. All right. Businessman number two raised a very interesting question before the podcast started, and I think that it would be a good idea to bring that into the podcast. So will you please go ahead and ask the question?
Spider-Man or Batman, who's winning?
In the fight.
Yeah. In a fight? I'm gonna say Batman. If they both know about this fight, they're gonna be preparing.
I'm sorry, you're wrong.
But it's Batman Spider-Man. Batman's got all these gadgets and weapons, and he's trained.
Spider-Man doesn't have all these gadgets?
Yeah, no, because he doesn't.
Are we talking which Spider-Man are we talking about?
That's the thing. This is where it gets too complicated.
And which Batman? There's like seven Batman, three Spider-Man.
That's true.
And are we keeping it comics or are we saying movies as well? Like, I don't know.
I don't know enough about the comics, honestly.
Okay,
I just don't have time for silly books.
Batman is trained in how many different fighting styles? Come on.
So yeah, many. But
okay, here's what I was saying. Christian Bale Batman or Tom Holland Spider-Man?
Christian Bale Batman's okay. Winning.
Tom Holland Spider-Man, easy. Easy. Listen, the spider senses, no matter how much training Batman has, the spider senses, they're going to see his next move. That's true. He's got webs, so he can tie Batman up. Sure, Batman's got like knives on his arms and shit, but Spider-Man, there's just so many different webs. And Tom Holland Spider-Man, don't forget, he's got like death mode. He's got a robot. He's got like 20 different types of webs.
That's true.
He's got all the power of Tony Stark behind him.
Well, no, he's dead.
If it, yeah, I know, but
that's
like
insensitive.
His creations.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the new one? He's back to basics. He lost all of his stuff.
Do we count that? Are we counting?
What era is Spider-Man? What era are we talking about?
What suit is he in?
If he's in the Iron Spider, wow, we got a problem.
I assumed it would be Iron Spider, or at least like his homecoming one, you know, at the very least.
Does Christian Bale have time to prepare?
No.
Then don't. Not winning. He won't win that.
If it was Tobey Maguire Spider-Man versus Christian Bale, I could maybe go Batman.
Okay, I would say if Christian
Bale still pretty strong though.
Doesn't know about this strong. If Tobey Maguire just pulls up on Batman, he's dead. There's no way.
Tobey Maguire is still really strong. He has super strength.
He does.
But if Christian Bale knows that it's happening,
he'll build his own Spider-Man suit and get Spider-Man powers.
Remember when this was a podcast about business?
This is business.
This is not business.
This is business.
This could happen.
Listen, guys, listen.
Who am I going to hire to fight in my Irish mafia? That's what I need.
Sure, Spider-Man versus Batman in a fight is interesting. But what I want to know is Spider-Man versus Batman in the bank account.
Batman.
And when we look at it that way, got to be Batman all day. I know I started out Spider-Man, but Batman takes the win. He's a billionaire. He's an orphan.
He bought the bank.
He bought the bank. He was like, I think I can put a table wherever I want. I own this restaurant. What? That's pretty baller.
Clark Kent was all like, Bruce, they bought the house. The bank did. And Batman was all like, I bought the bank. And it was like, whoa, okay. And that changed my life forever when he said that.
It's my dream to buy the bank.
I'm going to buy the mint.
Oh, that's interesting.
You can make the money.
And then you can make as much money as you want.
Another quick break for another sponsor, $100 Bills. Thank you, $100 Bills, for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. Do you like money? Do you like being rich? Do you like paying for things with money? Well, we've got the product for you. $100 Bills is perfect for buying small, cheap items at a store. If you want to go buy a pack of gum from your local like dollar store, buy it with a $100 bill. You look cool. All the cashiers would be like, hey, this person's rich. I think I might ask this person out. Even if they're straight, gay, bi, whatever, they will. They'll ask you out no matter what. Because a $100 bill makes you look sexy. And that's the truth. You know what would be cool? If there was a $1,000 bills. I think that'd be cool. Or $10,000 bills. What do you think, Businessman 3? You think that'd be cool?
I would love a $10,000 bill. It would make my day-to-day shopping so much easier. But for now, I use trusty $100 bills. Go check them out today. Go to your bank. Ask for $100 bills.
No, because that's just so little. $100 bill? No. Listen.
We've been sponsored by $100 bills, all right? They've given us
stupid sponsorship.
No, listen. We're trying to get the sponsorship thing off the ground. You're sabotaging the ad read. I'm going to finish it, okay? Just shut up. Go buy $100 bills now. Bring in your quarters. Turn them into $100 bills. You need a lot of them, but it's worth it. Trust me. Way better to have $100 bills rather than $1 bills. Thank you.
I disagree, but
please. Shut up. And you can take like a, pay for things always within $1,000 bill.
Ahead. That's what you got to take away from this. You have to be always one step ahead. Sure, Batman was a step ahead when he bought the bank. How do you get ahead of Batman? You buy the mint. That way, you can take his money away from him. Just stop making money.
No more money. No more Spider-Man.
No more money, but Buzz. More problems. More problems.
Bellas.
Yeah.
I need to attend to my Irish mafia.
Okay, you can do business.
Bella, we're going out to war. I need to go, unfortunately.
Get your potato gun.
Yes. I'll remember the potato gun.
Don't forget your lucky three-leaf clover. Four-leaf clover. Shit!
The war air horns are going off right now in the Irish mafia base.
There they are. All right, you go. Okay. I think actually now would be a good time to end.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Businessman Living podcast. We love all of you.
Unless you're in the Italian mafia.
Unless you're in the Italian mafia or your businessman dying.
True. That's cold, hard facts in your face.
One last thing to say. Call in.
Please call us.
Please call in right now.
We're live right now. We're taking calls.
We're taking calls. Call our number. Call us on
live. If you're in the Irish, just
call.
Oh. Call us at the number at 9. So just call the 9.
Call that number. Speed dial. Whatever you got us on. Thank you very much.
9552.
Just call right now.
0 0 7.
Just call right now.
I got it wrong. Just call it. The wrong number.
It's
the new number is.